I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical missteps.
What is up, Jerry? Welcome to an all-new episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. I'm honestly not even sure what to say about this episode because it feels like Zach pulled this one from the sale bin at the adult bookstore. All I can really say is if you're offended by graphic lyrical content, you may want to skip this episode. I'm looking at you, Mom. So consider that your warning and listen if you dare to a raunchy episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Bailed Out with James and Zach.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Ian Grushka, the bass player from New Found Glory, and you're listening to James and Zach on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
Dear, I forgot your name again. Just picking up where I left off. Oh, yeah, this is the part where you leave me.
What is up, everyone? It is Zach, joined by James. We're back for another monthly installment of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps, and we've got a song.
Zach, man, that was a great intro, dude.
I've been a little under the weather.
Oh, huh? Yeah. The face that you made was good. I wish the listeners could have seen it.
Well, I was watching football all day, so I'm like jacked up.
Yeah,
Nothing like peewee football to get your blood running.
Yes. Speaking of blood running to and certain pee-wee. Places and peewees, Zach picked a doozy this week.
Yeah, I did. Actually, this song came, my wife sent me the song. I said, where in the heck did you find this?
Your wife finds a lot of really bad songs.
This song actually came from cousin of the podcast. She sent it to Casey.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks, cousin of the podcast. Who's the cousin?
Cousin Aaron.
Our cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron found it?
Aaron Delman Payne.
Oh, dang. Hey, shout out to Airhead. What up?
Yeah, so if I'm not mistaken, this got brought up by, they were somewhere, and the song was either playing or this artist was performing, something in the nature. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's a good song or a bad song, however you want to put it. Do you have anything from the, before we get into this, from last week's episode or last month's episode? I'm sorry. Motley Crue, Vince Neil.
I saw that he did the Grand Ole Opry.
I saw that Tommy Lee posted a dick pic on Twitter.
Post a dick pic accidentally.
It's still up though. So was it an accident?
No.
I don't know.
Everybody's already seen his dick anyway.
That is true. Anybody who's wanted to see Tommy Lee's dick could see his dick. And then also apparently this isn't from our last episode, but one of our early episodes. Apparently, K-Fed and Britney Spears are publicly disputing one another. I guess they're having a public ex-lovers quarrel.
Oh, are they? I see everybody's like freaking out, wondering if she's okay.
It's funny, right? Because everybody was like, free Britney Spears. And now I'm like, yo, man, somebody needs to fucking check on that lady.
Yeah. Maybe like
there was a reason.
Maybe supervised visitation. Yeah. Don't let her out too much.
I mean, don't lock her all the way down. But somebody make sure she's in therapy at least.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
I will say before we get into this song too, the content, the lyrical content of this song,
very graphic
and vulgar. Mm-hmm. I just
you know, there's going to be stuff that we're going to talk about that I wouldn't be comfortable talking about in front of like my grandmother, my mom, my child. Please, Kayla, do not listen to this episode. So just putting it out there, okay? All right.
It'll be a rough one.
It's gonna be rough in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the artist in this week likes to get a little rough.
I think you might be right. Well, speaking of which, who is the artist this week?
Man, so Zach, you this week, Zach is presenting.
I'm presenting. I found the song.
I'm the judge.
Yep. So you're judging the song.
I'm the judge, man.
I'm setting the bail for the song there, correct?
You're setting the bail, man. I hope you did research because I didn't do any research.
Well, I did as much research as I could because there's not a lot of research about this artist out there. But I can tell you a little bit of something. Younger lady. She's about 25 years old. She hails from Chicago.
Chi-town.
Illinois. She goes by the name of Cupcake with 2 K's.
2K Cupcake.
2K Cupcake. So the song that we're talking about today was released independently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On January 11th of the year 2019.
Okay.
What I thought was really interesting was produced by something or someone or a firm or something called Death Star.
Ooh, Death Star.
Well,
like deaf as in you can't hear?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Confirming that they could not tell what was going on when they recorded it.
Yeah, that's not a good name for someone whose job is to hear stuff.
Right. Right. That's right. That was my point. because this, as you guys are going to hear, this is a doozy. it's a rough one. The song is called Squidward's Nose.
Squidward's Nose.
And so, if anyone knows anything about SpongeBob SquarePants,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually your daughter yesterday was telling me about she has a tattoo that says "Live like Larry."
Yeah, living like Larry.
And I say, what the hell does that mean? She goes, SpongeBob. I'm like, I've seen SpongeBob a lot of times, and I have no idea what we're talking about. Anyway, so
Larry the Lobster.
Yes. So yeah. I had no idea.
I will say, I had the same conversation with her when I saw the tattoo as well. I was like, huh?
Okay. All right.
But after she explained it to me, I did recall the character.
I didn't get it. Well, anyway, so those of who are familiar, Squidward has a very large, almost phallus shaped nose. Tommy Lee, like some would call it. So anyway, that's what the song is called. Like James said a minute ago, it's going to be a graphic one. It's going to be a vulgar one. And I think you can probably see where it's going, but just in case, we're going to break it down.
Oh, we're totally going to break it down.
Break it down. So, Uncle James, I don't know if you want to. We'll have the listeners listen to the song. We'll come back. Uh-huh. We'll break this jam down for uh-huh. everyone right here.
Let's go, man. Let's hit it. So, everybody, go check out the song. Zach did find the video. I actually did do a little research now that I think about it, but on Vimeo, you can find it. I looked for it on her YouTube. She has taken it off, but there is a video. I'll put it in the link in the description.
Yeah. So actually that too, she has taken a lot of stuff off of her YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway,
I think she maybe has some regrets.
Yeah.
Some regrets. She's not living like Larry. So, go check it out. Come on back, hit that link if you can't find it. Again, it is Cupcake with 2 K's, Squidward's Nose. I hope that you were able to find Squidward's Nose like Cupcake wants to. But again, if you haven't found it, don't worry. We're going to break it down. Every single lyric, every minute of the video, we've got it covered for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So, Zach, what are you thinking about bail on this thing, dude?
Bail, man, I'm going to set bail. I'm struggled with this one just a little bit, but I've came up with a number I feel like is reasonable. Bail for this gym, I'm going to set it at $350,000.
Ooh, $350. Okay, not too high.
Yep.
Yep. What did I set Tommy or Vince Neil at?
Oh.
What did I do, like half a mil? Yeah, yes, okay. So you're in below that. Okay, okay.
I'm below that, and I will give my explanations as to why.
Fair enough.
Later on in the episode.
Very good. Very good.
You know, I just feel like there's some certain things that, you know, may warrant a song like this. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Sure. All right, let's get into it. So I'm gonna play. So I have I have heard the song.
Yeah.
But we're still gonna play it and go through it together. And then do the lyrics and stuff. So here we go for, I'll do through the first chorus. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. First, so the song opens with the chorus.
Yes.
So I will say, Zach, when you first sent me this song, I saw the title, but I still had no idea what it was about. But when you first sent it to me, I thought this was coming like straight out of Bollywood or something.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got like, I think it's a sitar.
It does sound. Yeah. That's a little Bollywood-esque.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, this is coming straight out of India. But then as soon as the lyrics start coming in, I'm like, oh, this is not from India at all.
No.
No. So what, Zach, what are the lyrics here?
Okay. Lyrics go a little something like this. Okay. it's going to be a rough one to try to just get through here. All right. These are obviously Cupcake's words, guys. Okay.
Yeah, these are not Zach's words.
No. His dick smaller than my toes. Yeah. Yes. Smaller than my toes. His dick is smaller than my toes. I'd rather ride Squidward's nose.
Boom. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
So it did. Now I think everybody knows where the song is going.
Or, yeah.
Or it's coming. They're coming. Yeah, we know where it's coming and going. I will say that, I mean, okay, like, you know, I mean, men are all endowed in all different shapes and sizes. God yeah. love us.
Yes.
But do you really think that there are adult men with wee-wees smaller than, like, toes?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing. I'm sure there is.
You think
I'm
so?
Sure there is.
Think yeah, so. I will say, I mean, if she really found some dude with a wee-wee smaller than her toes, I mean, I think right. I'd probably write a song about it, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thinking.
I would be a little more sympathetic, though, I think.
Yeah? How would your song go?
I
mean, do you think you got it?
I don't know. His dick smaller than my nose or your toes, my toes. I'm sorry, that's just how it goes.
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But really, though, Let's look at it though. Really, she's not really saying anything. But, well, she said she'd rather write Squidward's nose.
Yeah, yeah, she'd rather write a cartoon's phallic shaped schnoz.
Right, that's true.
Okay, well. Well, let's see. Maybe she'll turn it around. Maybe there's some sympathy in the lyrics here. Let's get into verse number one.
Juan.
My eyelash flew off when I saw that dick was too soft.
What the fuck?
Need to think like Rick Ross or Dora the Explorer, get lost. Get in my zone, I'm ass naked at home. He knowing just what I'm on. I'm posted up like Malone. Get so much neck is wrong that I should smell like cologne. Swallow this dick, it's gone. He's searching for it on Chrome.
All right, verse number one, snap. Okay, so before we get into the lyrics, I think we should talk about the visuals of the video.
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts off, you know, kind of, if you're familiar with SpongeBob, it takes place under the sea. There's a gentleman in a small boat, appears to be out fishing. I can't imagine he's a commercial fisherman. It's a very small boat. But it looks like he's fishing for a mermaid.
Yeah. Bad mermaid.
Zach, what kind of bait is he using?
It appears that he is using an adult toy.
An adult toy.
Yeah, Zach, more specifically, a dildo.
A dildo, yes. Yeah. It's a large white dildo, which is a unicorn in itself. But he tosses the dildo down, and he's trying to catch himself a mermaid, and the mermaid just so happens to be Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Two Ks.
I call her like Bootleg Lizzo.
Bootleg Lizzo. That is true. She is a Bootleg Lizzo.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily mad at Cupcake here. She is topless.
Yeah, she's got pasties on though.
She's got some pasties in the shape of seashells.
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know. Not the kind of clam I initially was thinking about, but that's what we got going on the nips here. And she's got a music note on her chest.
She does. That's a tattoo.
It's a tattooed music note. I imagine if you played that like that out loud, it would be womp womp womp.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it is, you know, hey, flaunt what your mama gave you.
Yeah.
You know, she's a young lady just doing her thing, man. And she's,
but you know what? I will say what? This. Okay. I will say she's, this. All right. And I am pro if it feels good, do it, you know. But man, like you look like a Bootleg Lizzo, right? Okay, you got your boobies hanging out. It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
What kills me, okay, is her appearance and her body image, in my opinion, is not great. Okay?
I went on her Instagram.
Well, let me finish my point, though, okay?
Yeah.
She's going to make fun of someone else's body. But she comes out with this. That's why I feel like there's a stereotype here. I see what you're saying.
A
double standard.
Right. Yeah, just a double standard. I mean, look. I see what you're saying. I mean, you know, I'm not knocking the lady's looks too much. I mean, it's not my taste, but you know, there's someone for everybody.
There is. There. Yeah.
God bless Luzo here.
Luzo.
All right, man. Zach, hit me with them lyrics, bro.
Okay. All right. My eyelash flew off when I saw that dick was too soft. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Need a dick like Rick Ross or Dora the Explorer. Get lost.
It's I need it thick like Rick Ross.
I see. I it's not what I got. Yeah. But that's okay. That's all right.
I think it's thick like Rick Ross.
I mean, it could be. That would make more sense.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Like, is she saying now, okay, when she says like Rick Ross or Dora the Explorer get lost, or she said is she wanting you to get lost like Dora the Explorer, or is she wanting a dick like Dora the Explorer? What is she implying about Dora?
I think she wants to get lost in that big old whiner. I will say this too, all right? You can tell that this young girl's parents just sat her down in front of the TV and turned on Nick Jr. and ignored her, because that's her second fucking Nick Jr. reference in the first fucking 45 seconds of the song. I'm starting to feel bad for Cupcake.
Oh shit. Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
Okay,
get in my zone. I'm ass naked at home.
Uh-huh.
He knowing just what I'm on. I'm a posted up like Malone. Get so much neck, it's wrong. That should smell like cologne. Swallow this dick, it's gone. He's searching for it on Chrome.
That's what I think the getting lost like Dora is, man. That dick is getting lost somewhere in her body. There's one thing I don't understand here is, like, she says like her eyelash flew off because his dick was too soft.
Yeah,
like, I didn't realize that flaccid penises rendered cosmetic glue useless. Like, is that a thing? The
opposite way.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, maybe like if his butthole's too hairy, her press on nails are gonna fall off too. Like, I don't, I think, like,
that's probably, yeah,
I don't understand the science of it.
That's not, you know, it's tough.
I liked the Chrome line. What's read the Chrome line again?
Oh, you want to hear the Chrome line? I'll give it back to you.
I thought it was clever.
Okay. Get so much neck, it's wrong. Thought I would smell like cologne. Swallow this dick, it's gone. He's searching for it on Chrome.
That's clever, man. But I will say this, man. Maybe when she was younger, she should have used Chrome to search for a father figure, because then we wouldn't be in this fucking situation right now. I wouldn't be looking at this girl in pasties on a rock if she would have just found the fucking Boys and Girls Club or something.
Getting hooked by rubber cock. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. They could have got her hooked on phonics.
She's hooked on cocks.
Yeah. Close enough.
Right. Close enough. It's a hobby. It's a hobby. Yeah. At least it's not heroin.
It's not heroin. Oh, fuck. Then we get into this wonderful, wonderful chorus again.
Back into the chorus.
Yes, sir.
Break it down again. Read it for him again.
All right. It goes a little something like this. His dick smaller than my toes. Yeah. Yes. Smaller than my toes. His dick is smaller than my toes. I'd rather ride Squidward's nose. And then it goes into that one more time.
She says it twice. Okay, nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me look, see on the video. I'm checking out the video right now. I mean, so she's on a rock in her little mermaid outfit. Her hair is very pink.
Yeah.
The wiener is gone down to where she at. She grabs the dildo, moves it towards her lady regions.
Oh,
yes,
the Netherlands.
Yes, the Netherlands. All right, so that's what happens here. Now we're going to get into verse number two. Are you ready, Zachary?
I'm ready. Hit me.
This
pussy, how your nigga leaving you hurt? Uh-huh. Make him step out on you like phones ringing at church. At the Drake Hotel, so you know we on dirt. Call it views from the six when he looking up my skirt. Roses are red, violets are blue. All about the head like I'm in beauty school. I said roses are red, might turn your balls blue. Cause if it ain't enough spit, then my snot coming through. Sex occasion, nipples like raisins. I black out on a dick, but my cum is Caucasian. Told me to face it, went down like the basement. Throw nut in my hole, I do not want your glazing. Sucking on that dick made my lipstick slip off. So can I wear your cum as clear lip gloss? Make you work that dick like I'm the big boss. Call me Serena back and forth with his balls.
There's a lot. There's a lot to unpack in that verse, man. That's a lot.
Or there's not a lot to unpack.
There's not a lot. I will say this too, man. I was halfway waiting for fucking Amanda to come and do a guest verse on this song, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one hits a little too close to home for me.
It's genetic.
I'm trying to remain impartial as a good judge, as any good judge should.
You gotta take the bias out of it.
It's hard, man.
You gotta be the Kurt Herbstreit of fucking Squidward's nose.
It's very hard right now. If she's listening to this, like, her eyelashes are firmly on because I'm having a hard time right now.
Eyelashes are going nowhere.
Yeah, no, those are cemented on, man.
Is that cement?
Cement. Cement. We are like 12-year-olds.
Oh, shit. It's the song.
It's not us. It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all right.
Cement. All right, Zach, read the lyrics, man.
I'm
sure we'll get right through them.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
This pussy have yo N-word leaving you hurt. Make them step out on you like phones ringing at church. I don't know what that means. At the Drake Hotel, so you know we on dirt. Call it views from the six when you looking up my skirt.
Wow. All right, let's stop for 1 second here.
Yeah.
Before we keep going. So I just, you know, I feel like that Miss Cake here hasn't set foot anywhere near a church in a long time. And if it did, I feel like if she did, the whole world would just implode, right?
Probably burn down, yeah.
Because I feel like Miss Cupcake is more strip club, not Bible club.
Yeah, I feel that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that's pretty accurate.
I'll say this too, so I've got, again, a lot of personal connections to this song, right? Kayla's got the SpongeBob tattoo.
Living Like Larry.
This song could be about me. I have stayed at the Drake Hotel.
Okay.
A lot of personal stuff going on here, man.
Okay, okay.
Again, it's really making it hard for me to be impartial, but I'm trying my best.
Hey, well, man, you know, here's the thing. You're the one who's got to slam that gavel down, okay? And then wake up tomorrow and look at your small cock in the mirror, okay? So, it's on you.
Speaking of slamming down, Zach, why don't you continue with the lyrics?
Okay, here we go. All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. All about the head, like I'm going to beauty school. That's pretty good.
That's clever, man. That is fucking clever.
Oh, and then she's going to let you know. I said roses are red, might turn your balls blue. Because if it ain't coming enough spit, then I'm not coming through.
Wait, hold on. You got to read that again.
Okay. Because if it ain't coming enough spit, than snot coming through.
I think it's if it ain't enough spit, then my snot's coming through.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
My
is that what you said?
Coming through.
Okay,
yeah,
then my snot coming through. I mean, okay, so she's she likes to. She's one of them classy gals that gives a little.
Yeah,
when she's going at it, a little, right? You but
class.
Make sure you got some Dasani nearby.
Yeah,
because you don't want that snot getting on there.
Oh, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. All right, sex occasion, nipples like raisins.
Mm.
I black out on that dick, but my cum is Caucasian. Oh, fuck me, man.
This lady's a lyrical genius.
All right. Ooh, all right. Told me to face it, went down like the basement.
Yeah.
Don't nut in my hole. I don't want your glazing. Sucking on that dick made my lipstick slip off so I can wear your cum as clear lip gloss. Make you work that dick.
She's still going.
Like the big boss. Call me Serena. Back and forth with this boss. God damn, I'm reading it, man.
Is that the end of the verse finally?
That's that one. Yeah, that's the end of that one.
Man, that dude, that's solid. It is kind of interesting because I think Serena announced her retirement this week.
Oh, did she?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, well.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, Serena's not going back and forth with balls anymore.
No.
But I'm guessing Cupcake isn't stopping anytime soon.
She could be born again.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. So here's the deal. Like, one of my son's favorite snacks is raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to give him raisins anymore.
Yeah, you can give him raisins.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's not going to know. But every time he's putting those raisins in his mouth, I'm just going to be thinking about fucking Cupcake's nipples.
Cupcake's tassels. Yeah.
Cupcake's nipples. I wonder if she... Could you put raisins on a cupcake? Would that be good, do you think?
No, I wouldn't think that'd be good. You could. I mean, you can.
I guess you put raisins on anything.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
apparently a woman's chest.
Apparently. The chesticles. Okay.
The chesticles. I mean, again, there's a lot to unpack here, man. She says her cum is Caucasian.
Yeah, it is.
Does that just mean it's like white when it comes out?
I think that's what she's getting at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's clear. Everybody would have white babies.
She's having a lot of cosmetic issues here, man. Her eyelashes flown off.
Yeah.
Her lipstick is gone.
Well, it's gone.
I mean, this chick's going to look like a completely different person when you're done doing whatever you're doing with her.
Yeah.
That might not be a bad thing necessarily.
No.
She kind of looks like Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
Wasn't Bozo from Chicago too?
Probably.
I think he was. I think he was straight out of Chicago. Bozo the Clown, Kanye West,
yeah. Kanye
and
West,
and Luzo.
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 Fucking Luzo. Dude. This is a man.
This is vulgar. Serious. This is far more vulgar, I think, than if you don't want to get pregnant.
I don't know if it is or not.
Okay.
But it's pretty rough one. it's a rough one. The lyrics are really hard to read.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, you're having a hard time with them.
Yeah, it's not easy.
That's you picked the song, bro.
Yeah, well, yes, I did, because I feel like this I feel like it needed its day in court, man.
You're right, man. So we're going to go into chorus number three and then into verse number three, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to let it play through verse number three, if that's okay with you.
Let it go.
All right. I will say this, too. She's changed her outfit here, okay?
Okay.
So there's a, there's a balloon that is supposed to look like Squidward's nose. They've got it going up in between her legs here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she's changed her outfit. She has a different hairpiece on. It's not as shocking as the first one, and her makeup is a little more subdued, and she looks much better in this outfit, I gotta say.
Let's see still pick here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
All right. So we're into verse number three.
No. Wanna fuck another girl, nigga, are you dumb? Dummy. I'm a Gemini, so that's really a threesome. Yeah. Rubbing on your dick till my fingers numb. Big pussy, it don't come with a cherry, I got a plum. Ooh. Yeah, daddy, yeah, I like it like that. I'm hitting more positions than Ray J hat. I'm riding on your dick till your dick get a flat. I'm about to lay your ass down like a fucking doormat. Uh-huh. Peanut butter jelly all in my belly, rated R, no Kelly. Ate his meat like a deli, no more. You can spell me cause your breath kinda smelly. And my pussy always screaming, it's hot in here like Nelly. Throw up on that dick, then I lick it. Poke kitty, but I'm rich as fuck. Magician with the titty, so don't pick a cup. I got that pothole pussy, yeah, the dick was stuck.
Best part is like when me and James do these podcast recordings, right? When we listen to songs, like you'll pick up every like maybe fifth or sixth word that whatever is being said. You don't hear the rest of it, but every word that I pick up is a dirty one.
I think that's all of them in this song. You know, yeah, I think that's a given here, buddy.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
I concur. All right, verse number three, Zach. Third time's a charm here.
All right, this is a long one, man.
Longer than the last one?
Yeah, wow. All together. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Six, though. All right. It goes a little something like this. Want to fuck another girl? N-word, are you dumb? Dummy? I'm a Gemini. So that's really a threesome. Yeah. Rubbing your dick till my fingers go numb. Big pussy. It don't come with the cherry. I got a plum. No wonder she needs Squidward's nose.
God. Right? That's what I'm thinking, man.
Fortress Divas fucking can go in that bad boy.
Well, it's funny because there's another lyric in regards to Ford Festiva.
Is there?
Yeah, it's sure her pussy's like a pothole. Again, I don't think that's good.
No.
Like nothing turns me on like a good fucking dirty water, fucking brown water filled hole in the middle of the street. I'm like, look at that. Like, yeah. So how come no woman's ever rapped about that?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, daddy, yeah. I like it like that. Jesus Christ. I'm hitting more positions than Ray J had.
Mm.
Okay. I'm riding on. Jesus Christ. It's hard for me to say. I'm riding on your dick till the dick get a flat. Oh, I'm about to lay your ass down like a fucking doormat. Peanut butter jelly all in my belly. Rated R. No, Kelly ate his meat like a deli. Don't moan, you can spare me, because your breath kind of smelly. Yeah, my pussy's screaming. It's getting hot in here. like Nelly. Jesus Christ. This is where it's going off the rails, man.
What are you talking about, dude? She's got this thing fucking perfectly on the tracks, right where she wants it to go, dude. She is painting a picture, bro. A very vivid picture. I can see this all in my fucking mind, man.
Okay, well, here's a little more to add. Throw up. Oh, my God.
This is disgusting.
Oh, man. Throw up on that dick, then I lick it up.
Ew.
Poor kitty kitty, but I'm rich as fuck. Magician with the ditties told him to pick up a cup.
Pick a cup.
I got a pothole pussy. Yeah. The dick was stuck. Jesus Christ.
I mean, look, as far as songwriting goes, man, if you pick a subject and you really want people to be in there,
man,
she's nailed it, dude.
Something's nailed it. mean, holy shit, man.
So I'm not into astrology. I had to look up the Gemini reference.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't. And yeah.
So she's a Gemini. So it's like a threesome. The zodiac symbol for the Gemini is twins. So if you've ever been with a Gemini, I guess that counts as a threesome.
I'm guessing so. I don't.
All right, Zach, and now more, Zach, we're
more fine words to live by, you know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
What? Now.
Now we're coming up to the fourth. Count them four.
Yeah.
Fourth connection to myself in this song.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yes. Now, if you'll remember, Zach, we spoke about this in a previous episode. I have met Ray J.
Yeah, Ray Grons.
So. I mean, I feel like I'm part of the song. Yeah, I met Ray J, man. Remember? Huh?
We talked about this.
We talked about it. Okay. I told him I was a big fan of his work. I wasn't talking about his music.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember. I remember hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was staying at a hotel I was working at. Real nice guy.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Very pleasant fella. So, yeah, I think the most disturbing line of the song is throw up on that dick and I'll lick it up. I mean, some people are probably into that. I guarantee you, though, if you ask this girl to fucking take a dump on your chest, she would totally do it.
Probably.
She is a people pleaser. She's writing
lyrics, yes. If she's willing to eat up, lick up her own vomit from your scrot. I don't think there's much she won't do, bro.
No, there's not much she won't do. Her fucking egg salad sandwich from earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Just licking it up. Get that. Excuse me, I found a hair. Found a hair in my egg salad sandwich. Can I return?
Good thing is, instead of using mayo, she could use like Valtrex, two birds, one stone.
Oh, there you go.
It's applying it.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with it? Dude, there's, and again, like you do you, right? But there's a line. There's a line. And I feel like she's crossed it.
Oh, yeah, no, the line has been crossed.
Habitual
line stepper.
Habitual line stepper.
Right? Like, this line, like, the line was here. She crossed it. He fucking moved the line farther. She crossed it again.
Yeah.
Multiple lines have been crossed.
Yeah, she's crossed some lines.
Again, I do think she's a people pleaser, man. What can you say about her? I will say, like, I would be afraid to have sex with Cupcake, man.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like she would try to fucking just rip your dick off.
Well, I'd be afraid of... Ow, shit, sorry. Ow, fuck. I'm just spilling stuff, don't worry. I feel like Yes.
I'm afraid on multiple levels, right? Because I'm afraid that she would try to rip my dick off.
Yeah.
That's scary within itself. But also, I'm a little bit afraid that I might like it a little bit, to tell you the truth.
I'm afraid that you're going to get a gift that's going to keep giving.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, you know, purely speculation. I'm not saying anything for sure about Miss Cake here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised. I will say this, though. The closest thing I'll ever get to having sex with Miss Cupcake involves a trip to the Kroger bakery.
Yeah.
And that's as far as I want to go.
I get it.
She says she's a magician with the titties.
Yeah.
Some titty magic.
Yeah. What's that mean?
I feel like in her mind, she's like David Blaine, but in real life, she's just like a street performer, like ripping off tourists with sleight of hand.
Yeah.
That's not magic, lady. You're just fooling people with push-up bra and makeup.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to sell you the fake Rolex on the street.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Which card? Which card is it? is this your card?
Watch,
no, ma'am. That looks like a card to the Planned Parenthood, I think.
Yeah. is that a Planned Beatbox? Be careful now. Be careful, Cupcake. See what I'm here trying to do.
It says here you have an appointment tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Right. Yeah. So sorry, wrong deck.
Yeah.
And she's like, seven of clubs. You're like, shit, that is my card. Damn, you're good.
Yeah. Fucked up, man. Fucked up. Well, sir, I'm going to ask.
Is that it?
What are we doing with this song?
Oh, God, Zach. I mean, here's the deal, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's no secret that I've got a pretty big sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I mean, I love cupcakes. I'm a fan of all kind of cupcakes.
Okay.
I like chocolate cupcakes, I like vanilla cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry cupcakes.
Yeah.
With two cakes. Uh-huh. Two Ks. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, look, dude. To me, this is just like the non-radio friendly female version of Baby Got Back.
Yeah, sure.
Is the song hurtful to me? A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
The lyrics are clever. She's got some clever lyrics in here.
Okay. She does have double clever ones.
The actual
disturbing, but clever.
Disturbing, yes. There's a lot of disturbing lyrics out there. The rapping itself. We've heard way worse rapping.
We've heard way worse.
She took me all around the world, fucking from fucking Chicago to India.
Yeah.
Back to her fucking bedroom in Chicago.
Yeah.
She painted me a picture and it was very vivid. And for that reason, Zach, I am posting bail.
Oh, bail has been posted.
Bail is granted. So I guess somebody else has to post it. But
okay.
I'm giving her the opportunity, man. This is the song is not hurting anybody. Again, maybe it hurt my feelings a little bit.
Okay. All right.
But you know what, man? I am not about that woke culture.
Okay.
I'm no snowflake.
No snowflake.
I can handle a little bit of.
I think the only thing that's possibly going to be hurt is maybe her own vagina.
I think her vagina can handle quite a bit.
Well, fucker's a pothole, so I mean,
pothole, a plum.
Yeah.
Jesus. Squidward's nose is pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I found interesting though? Like, so there's this guy in the video, right? And then he goes, he's fishing for mermaids with the dildo.
Correct.
And then I don't know what happened. I think maybe he lost the dildo, but he goes under and okay. He puts a wetsuit on. And he's diving into the water looking for the mermaid or the dildo or both. I don't know. But he has on a wetsuit and not a lot going on in the nether regions on the fella.
Okay.
I found it ironic.
Maybe that was part of the problem. But you know, I've got a little theory to what he was diving for. He was looking for what all men are looking for. The plum, bud. The plum. So elusive.
So elusive. I thought I found it a few times, but I was informed I did not.
Wrong.
Well, shit, man. I mean, that was definitely, I will say this, it was a worthy song of Bailed Out for sure. It definitely needed to be on the episode.
I feel like it did.
But I just, again, I found the lyrics clever.
I'm not mad at you for bailing it out. Like I said earlier, I feel like this song had a couple things, you know, she's sexually liberated. There's nothing wrong with that. Right?
No, man.
And she's dealing with the dude who's got a, you know, a little wiener's one thing.
Little wiener.
But a really little wiener's another thing, right?
And it's not even hard.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Maybe he needs...
That's not fair.
Maybe he just needs some medication or something. I don't know. But...
I don't know either.
Yeah, but I mean... It's not her fault.
It's not her fault. And if we're being honest, you know... Like we were just discussing.
Ooh, disgusting too.
And disgusting. Ooh. You know, more times than not, women come away from sexual encounters unsatisfied. There's nothing wrong with writing a song about it.
I guess not. More times than not, women. Did you say come away not satisfied? Is that what you said?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's in my experience.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm exactly. The only one.
You're absolutely right. All the time. Never happy. That's
never happy.
Exactly right. Oh Lord.
Oh God.
Well, all right. Well, there you have it, folks. Squidward's Nose. It's one of the few songs that have been bailed out. And I'm happy to say that you bailed it out. Thank you for that.
I'll stand by that decision for the rest of my life.
I'm happy. We might revisit the decision here in a few months and see. Yeah.
I may regret some of the things I've said in this episode. Yeah, right. But bailing it out? No, sirree. I'll take that to my grave.
Well, you know, at the end of every episode, we pick a good song.
Yeah.
I feel like this episode,
yeah,
that portion of the episode couldn't come any faster. Kind of yeah.
Oh.
So, just like always, James, you go first.
And just like always, I'll make this quick. All right. So. All right, Zach, I'm finally doing it. It's yes. been too long.
First country since... song.
No. No, I mean, listen, we're from Dayton, Ohio.
We are.
The greatest city in the greatest state in the greatest country on the planet, right?
Something like that. Yes.
Hey, that's how I see it.
Okay.
I'm picking a Hawthorne Heights song.
Wow.
And I'm doing it because this is the last episode that will air.
Yeah.
Before the Ohio Is for Lovers Festival.
Yeah.
Which I'm geeked about.
Man, me too.
We are trying to work some things out to you know, get some interviews and stuff. not looking too good, but we're still trying.
We're going to be there.
We're going to
have a great time.
We're having a great time.
Yes. That's all matters.
We have interviewed members of three bands playing the bill.
That's true.
So I feel a connection to it, but I'm coming to Ohio.
Yeah.
Flying in Friday.
Yeah.
Going to the concert Saturday, leaving on Sunday. So all of my peeps in Ohio, if I don't see you, nothing personal. I literally am flying in and flying back out, but I still love you all. But anyway.
In and out, like always.
In and out, yeah. Quick, man. Time is money, okay?
Yeah.
So the song I'm picking is clearly the greatest emo song ever written.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio is for lovers.
Oh, it's for lovers, baby.
It is for it's the lead single of their 2004 gold record released on Victory Records, The Silence in Black and White. Zach, the song was produced by Jay Orpin, but it's weird because the production credit for the album goes to a guy named Sean O'Keefe. So yeah. I don't know. I will say their latest album. What's it called? The Rain Just Follows Me?
Rain Just Follows Me.
That fucking Spray Painted Black song on there is so fucking
good.
That
album is the best album that they've put out.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think you could be right. It really is a good album. So yeah, check that one out. But anyway, go back to 2004. I mean, this is right in the heart of the fucking emo fucking thing. You know, and Dayton, Ohio was right in the middle of it. So anyway, Ohio is for lovers. Greatest emo song ever written. Zach, what are you picking?
Well, I'm glad I didn't pick a Hawthorne Heights song.
I was worried you would.
Huh?
I was worried you would.
Well, see, you know, I saw, I had a little hindsight here to know. So I tied in.
Foresight.
Foresight. Thank you. Not to be confused with foreskin. But I did. I had a little foresight, and I figured that you would pick a Hawthorne Heights song, right? Because I was going to pick the very song that you just mentioned.
Spray Painted Black.
Spray Painted Black.
It's a good song.
I did not, but
good.
I tied it into the festival.
Let's go.
And I wanted to pick a band that I knew you would not pick.
Okay.
And the jam I really liked by this band. So what I did is I picked the Descendants.
Okay. Yeah.
The song is called Here With Me.
Wet sand on a foggy beach, the sky is gray. You would call it a perfect day.
It was released on America. All right. February 10th, 2004 on Fat Rex Chords. What I found interesting about this song.
Okay.
Milo. Anybody that knows since knows Milo. You know, he went to college the whole nine, right? This song was written. So it was released in 2004. It was written in 1989.
I love it.
Okay. And he actually performed it with another band of his called Milestone for a short period of time.
Very Milo, Milestone.
Yeah, Milo wrote it. So I just thought that was pretty crazy.
I like that. I like that.
15 years later, was released.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
I love it, man. So if you are in Ohio in September.
Yeah.
September 10th. Right. We recommend going to the show. Look out for us. You'll be able to point us out because we will be wearing bailed out merchandise.
We certainly will.
Yeah,
we you have may made... even be handing out some bailout goodies.
We got bailed out gifts coming your way.
Throwing them, sliding them, whatever we're doing.
The whole nine, man. It's going to be a blast. Yeah, I mean, I think what Zach, that's it. I feel like this was a good episode, man. I think we kept it in a pretty good time frame. What do you think?
I feel like we've done it for once in our lives. Yeah.
As I'm dragging out the end of the song or the end of the podcast.
Oh, that's okay. Drag it out.
Drag it out. Just like Miss Cupcake would have liked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm ready to call it. You ready to call it?
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see everyone soon.
Yeah. See you when we see you. We'll be back in September.
September.
All right. Fuck you, Pauly Shore.
Fuck you.
Welcome to Random.